talking with the experts.
Yeah, I guess the state of generative image or video production is more in the forefront these days. How do we, as I guess newbies to the technology, wrap our heads around that?
Well, fortunately, there's a lot of fun use cases for individuals. And I find most individuals have an inner creative, often untapped latent potential on the individual creative side. And so I think I would recommend people just tap into that and try to have some fun with the tools at first. That was really, that's been one of the main ways I've learned over the past couple of years, is doing projects with my kids and just doing fun personal things that let me explore these new tools and technology.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Eric Archer. And Eric's going to be chatting with us about the state of AI video production. Eric's been a creative executive, or is the creative executive and generative AI pioneer, blending two decades of video production expertise with cutting edge AI to craft bold, original narratives. Known for defining storytelling in the digital age, Eric partners with brands to create unforgettable content that pushes the boundaries of creativity and technology. You can follow his work at cgacreative.com and on LinkedIn. Eric, welcome to Talking with the Experts. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks so much, Rose. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Now, tell me a little bit about your journey. We discussed a little bit about, how you've been in TV for about 20 years, and you just recently got into AI. What prompted you to do that?
Sure. I've been in television for, like you said, a little over 20 years. And AI was just more new technology that I felt I had to learn to do my job properly, really. Being in the production industry, it's always, what do you have to learn next? What equipment is coming out now? What are the new cameras and the new, and there's small shifts and big ones, shifts from standard to digital, shifts to cell phones and DSLRs, and shifts to the different social media networks and what they kind of require, and green screen and so many different things, drones, like every there. Initially AI came along kind of like that, like, okay, I can see that this is going to be something that we all need to learn. But then pretty quickly it became clear that it was profoundly different, and it was going to really shake things up and change longstanding workflows and present a whole new tool set for creators and things like that. So it's been an exciting, wild last year in particular, really diving headlong into those that environment.
Yeah, I guess the state of generative image or video production is more in the forefront these days. How do we, as I guess newbies to the technology, wrap our heads around that?
Well, fortunately, there's a lot of fun use cases for individuals. And I find most individuals have an inner creative, often untapped latent potential on the individual creative side. And so I think I would recommend people just tap into that and try to have some fun with the tools at first. That was really that's been one of the main ways I've learned over the past couple of years is doing projects with my kids and just doing fun personal things that let me explore these new tools and technology.
Yeah, AI has advanced so much in the last couple of years. It's astounding how quickly it's learning. And I think, how do we, I guess, take a normal video and upload it into AI to make it into something that is AI generated?
Well, you're not typically starting with a normal video. What you typically would start with now are ideas that become prompts, prompts that become images, and then images that become video clips. And then, you can treat those video clips as you would any normal video clip and edit it accordingly, and that's sort of the way that I work is now I can generate any image that I want. And jumping into a new tool, I can turn that image into a moving image. And I can generate audio, whether it's narration or sound effects or music. And so it's a fascinating new space. For sure. Well, it's changing very, very quickly.
It certainly is, and I've noticed there's a couple of bits of software out there that you can use, but it costs an absolute fortune to be able to, use them to the capacity. Do you think those prices will come down in the near future, or do you think they'll keep going up?
Well, I think it's all relative, having an understanding of how expensive production can be and how prohibitive, and not just financially prohibitive, but logistically and proximity to big markets and people who can help you and fund you and all that stuff. That's not re required anymore. All that's really required is a few $20 a month subscriptions. And you can generate images all day long and generate audio all day long. Some of these tools are free, but most of them have a, kind of a tiered system so that you can try them out and practice and see how they're going. So I think in that sense, it's incredibly affordable. But still, if you're talking about needing a $200 a month OpenAI subscription or something like that, then yeah, that's extremely expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess what's the power of GPTs to supercharge our workflows? How can we use that to, generate these wonderful videos?
GPTs are really fantastic ways to kind of bottle up knowledge that you have. You can put a little set of parameters on top of ChatGPT. ChatGPT is this general purpose tool, this large language model, and you can go in there and say, you know what, I only want it to work in this little precise way, and put a set of parameters on this large language model that are your own. And it's remarkably easy to do that going into the custom GPT interface. That is part of the $20 a month subscription, and you can build yourself a tool. Give it a name, give it a thumbnail, and tell it what it's going to do. I'm going to give you my raw thoughts when I wake up in the morning, and I want you to process them and give them back to me just formatted neatly and marked down. And
Wow.
then it can do that for you, and little things like that, and then more sophisticated things the more you get the hang of it.
Yeah, I use it mainly for, not superficial, but my show notes for my podcast and copy for social media posts that, my regular monthly posts that I do and newsletters and all that sort of thing. But yeah, I didn't think that you'd be able to use it to create video.
Well, you can use it at different parts of the process. I use GPTs for a lot of pre-production work, ideation work, research, things like that. I make them for prompt writing and a number of different things along the production pipeline, but I wouldn't say exactly that they make video, because when it comes to making video, what I'm primarily doing is going into Midjourney, the image creation tool, and making images there, and then popping over to other tools like Runway to make them come to life. So I'm not really using GPTs to make videos literally, but I am using them along the production pipeline.
Yeah, it's in, that's interesting. I just think, yeah, because I've tried to get ChatGPT to make me images, and they don't come out very well. So,
Yeah, Dolly's
Midjourney, I have,
okay. It's more simple
yeah,
stuff.
it's got a
Dolly's
lot of
for
errors in
like
it.
storyboards or things like that.
I've tried to use Midjourney, but I don't put enough prompts in there. I don't put the correct prompts to get the images that I want. So probably something I'll need to practice on, you
Well,
know.
that's a great use for the GPTs, because I don't like to write the prompts either. So you can make a GPT that will just take a basic prompt and turn it into a Midjourney prompt. Figure out what the Midjourney specs are. How do you make a Midjourney prompt? And then, I'm going to give you my lazy thoughts, and I want you to give me a really well-formed, nuanced, detailed prompt. That's a great
Well,
GPT.
thanks for that. Yeah, I'll try
Sure.
that. What are some practical tips and tricks for us that are not so familiar with using AI?
Yeah, I think it's back to those fun use cases. This is like the easiest technology you'll ever learn. I don't know how to code. I don't consider myself very techy even. Even with cameras and stuff, I always learned kind of enough just to be dangerous. Didn't really learn it A to Z from a technical side, and yet I find I'm able to do a lot with AI because it's conversational in nature. It's not as ones and zeros. And that works for my side of the brain, whatever that's, I guess, the left side. But I think that that's going to be exciting for people. I see people have that realization when they try it for the first time, or when I'm giving like an AI literacy class or something, and you see someone realize how powerful it is and how easy it is. So I think it's just sort of getting over that initial trepidation and trying it and having some confidence that you can figure it out. And if you can find some fun use cases that just allow you to go down rabbit holes and explore the things that you're really into, it's just really fun, and I guarantee you'll feel the power of it.
Yeah, I actually trained my chat to build me a brand voice and to use that brand voice and all of the stuff that it does in the future. And I didn't realize you could do that. I did it just by mistake, I guess. It was just I said, build me a brand voice. I really liked what they'd built for me, so I said, we'll use this in all my in my future. Things that I want you to do, and it's actually doing it, and it's amazing. I just thought, wow, and it knows me better than I know myself in some instances. It's quite bizarre.
I think that's a really great way to look at it too, is like we all have our strengths, and we're all trying to do these things that require us to do work in our weaker areas. And I think ChatGPT and some of these other tools can really help kind of fill those knowledge gaps we all have, and help us level things up. Like maybe it can help you become a better writer or a better researcher or whatever. So that's great too, that I think it gives us all a better shot at realizing ideas and businesses and different things, because it can pick us up where we're weaker.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly done that for me, and it's improved, the way I put myself out to the world. And before, I wasn't a, I'm not really a storyteller, and it's really helped me to be more of a storyteller in the way that I, project myself out to the to my audience. So it's really great. I love it. What other sort of ideas and tips can you give us, Eric, that might for those of us that aren't techie and things that we might be able to take on board and use in for our future?
Well, I would point people to some of my favorite tools, I suppose. And I think, as we mentioned, when it comes to imagery and things like that, DALL-E is sort of like a starter tool. But if you want to get into the better looking stuff, I like Mid Journey and Runway for those, for generating the images. They're a couple of my favorites right now. Although Mid Journey is a little bit. There's a little bit of a learning curve there. What else? 11 Labs, I think, is the most exciting audio tool. You can do voices and all kinds of things, sound effects and things like that. And what I
Yeah,
really
I've used
love
11
about,
Labs. I love it.
have
I
you?
think it was
Yeah, it's
so good. And
great.
I just used the free version.
Yeah, same. And I th think what's really fun too is using ChatGPT as a strategic thought partner where, I'll have an experience where like I'll be editing and I'll be like, okay, I know there's a sound effect here that I've heard before. I don't know what it's called, but I can go to ChatGPT and kind of describe what I think it is and what where I've heard it before and things like that, and have it identify that sound effect and then go to 11 Labs. Or have it write a prompt for a sound effect like that, and then go to 11 Labs and have that made. And like, wow, that's it. That's the thing that I knew I needed. It's that suspenseful transition or whatever it is. And there, so I just find that exciting that the learning and the creation of the assets and everything is so real time. It's a fun, very engaging process. So if you have an inner creative at all, I would say dust off that idea book and pull those things off the shelf because the bar for individual creative potential has moved significantly over the past year.
Yeah, it has, and I think as I said earlier, AI has just expanded in so much in the last 2 years, and it's incredible what it can do now. And I think if we don't embrace it, we're going to be left behind in the scheme of things. And I think a lot of people who are against AI or the use of AI, I think I think that there's lessons to be learned in using it, because it can help them in the long run.
Absolutely. I mean, there are valid concerns for sure about AI that I share. But I think a lot of people just miss the low-hanging fruit that exists for them with these tools, just supporting whatever it is that they're thinking about or challenged by. These tools can really help you with a lot of things.
Yeah, it helps you with your creativity, that's for sure. Especially for those that have, sometimes get a bit stuck in our own heads, and we think, we can't really think of something, but just put a prompt in and say, I need an idea for, the next 10 newsletters, and it just picks out stuff that I know about and gives me these 10 prompts, and I think, oh my God, that was just so easy. And then I ask them to write the newsletter, and there you go, it's done. And it might
Yeah.
take half hour or an hour of my time, where otherwise, if I had to use my brain power, then it would, take me days.
Yeah. I mean, I think I look at everything now like a creative brief. Like if I look at like a if walk by like a historical plaque, or my kids are flipping through a textbook, or I see a poster on the wall, because it's got imagery and it's got colors and fonts and things that would inform a story and information, and you can now just take a picture of it with ChatGPT and learn more about it, flesh out the ideas, take the actual pixels of the image and the colors and whatnot, and bring them in as references, and off you go. And
Yeah,
that's
no.
largely how I've made my AI projects, is just looking at what's around me for inspiration, like literally arm's reach around me, and just using these tools to explore those things.
Tell me about your projects, Eric. What have you got in the pipeline at the moment?
At the moment, I'm working on a AI commercial for a blockchain application. So that's been a fun one. It's like this house music driven Argentinian party story, which will be I'm in the middle of that, and it's just fun to get the next challenge and try to continue to figure out these workflows and get more dialed in, stop waste less time, figuring each time I waste a lot less time. So really I'm just focused on building on the past year. I did about five AI videos last year that were great projects, experiments. I think of them like proofs of concept. And they're always about sort of showing where I think the state of storytelling is now with the technology and what it allows. And so I'm going to just continue to do that. Where are we now? Where are we now? Where are we now with whatever idea is nearby?
And I think, when people are creating videos, it's not just putting, video segments together. You get one video and then you get another video and you make it into a longer video. It's more about telling a story along the way. And I think a lot of people forget that. You can go to video type platforms and, stick all these video segments together and think it tells a story, but it doesn't really. And it's important that we are telling a story because people would engage, I think, a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, you see that really now more than ever with people able to make these incredibly high fidelity, wild, never seen before video clips and images, and it's still not inspiring any emotion in a lot of cases. Sometimes it does, but in a lot of cases it doesn't because there's no story. And that's all it is, stories are the most important piece. Every time, every single
Absolutely. And if we're not telling a story, then we're not engaging our audience. We're not engaging anybody, really. And it's important that we have a start, a middle, and an end. And you've got a protagonist in the middle somewhere. And we've got to get that into our heads. I think we've lost that ability, I think, as we grow up, especially if you haven't been brought up with someone telling you a story as a child. I think you either don't know it or you need to learn that. So how can we, I guess, bring more storytelling into our videos? What are the steps that we need to do?
I think it's as simple as involving ChatGPT as a thought partner and saying, hey, I'm a rookie storyteller and I want to tell a great story. I really want to try this, or I want to just have some fun, or I want to get better. Here's my idea. Before we get started generating any imagery or anything, let's just talk about this idea and how I can level it up. Let's work through some ideas about making it better or making it more concise, or and then let's make a plan for how I might do this for the first time, because there's so much I don't know, I don't even know what I don't know. And ChatGPT can do that for you 24/7, and it eliminates all of the humility required to ask these simple questions and whatever your work schedule is. And it's just an incredible thing to be able to just be at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, how do I do that one thing? Because all the things are important, and you gotta get skilled up quickly. And ChatGPT is such a great way to do that. It's right there in a targeted way for you whenever you need
Yeah,
it.
I agree. Eric, you've got a Smarty Pants link that you've sent me. What is that all that about?
So that's a collection of a couple hundred custom GPTs I've made now, and they're all for people to use. They are to help you make better business decisions. And they're all these really simple individual tools that just do one business framework at a time, basically. And so it's all these different business frameworks that I just put wrappers on and gave you a little start button to hit, and it would Q&A you through it. So I did this because I've found myself in leadership roles more than once for the first time, like as a startup founder once and as an executive director once when I had no prior experience. And so I just didn't know so much about business and how to think about problems and stuff like that, and how would have to pay consultants to come in and teach me stuff sometimes. Then I kind of realized through the last year working with AI that ChatGPT is well aware of all these different frameworks and models and things like that. It knows all of this already. So all I have to do is figure out a way to say, guide me through this. And it'll do that. And so I just made a bunch of those tools, and you can go there for free. I have a link on my website that'll take you to this set of tools, and you can just click the links that say, this is for the SWOT analysis, and it's going to guide you through what your strengths and weaknesses and all that stuff is, and then ultimately give you the analysis at the end so that you can come out smarter and make a better decision. So it was just something that I had in my head, and then started to. I thought I would just chip away at it one day, and then it started the way AI does, getting faster and faster because I got better and bottled it up and got, now there's like a couple hundred of them there, and it's just been a fun project, really.
Wonderful. You can find that at Eric's website at cgacreative.com/smartypants if you want to get access to those prompts. You can also find Eric on LinkedIn with at Eric Archer. So, and of course, his website is cgacreative.com. Eric, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing your wisdom on AI and how we can, make better use of it, especially in our video production. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Rose. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.